The two pilgrims make it safely through the enchanted ground and are enthusiastic to move forward. Little do they know, but the path ahead diverges along a fence. The narrow path is a little rough. The path on the other side of the fence is grassy and smooth. They decide together to try the greener way.
We can walk along the smoother path for just a little while. The stones on the narrow path are making my feet ache.
Mine ache too, but would this way be safe?
Oh, I think so. I mean, it runs right beside the fence, so we can hop right back over when we see trouble.
I don't know. Well, okay. If you think so, but I'm not too sure it's the right thing to do.
Yoo-hoo. What are you two handsome boys up to?
Hey, you. Can you tell us where the smoother path leads?
Sure. It leads to the Celestial City. My name is Vain Confidence. That's why you can always believe me. This is obviously the greener path. Think for yourself and trust your instincts. See you around.
See, I was right. Both paths lead to the same place.
As the sun begins setting, the pilgrims walk along on the easier but wrong path. The fence has long ago faded into the shadows. The darkness is so thick in this country that Christian can hardly see his companion Hopeful. Suddenly, a cry is heard. And the sound of falling. Then someone groaning as if in pain.
Christian, what was that?
Christian does not answer. He knows it is his fault that they climbed the fence to the greener path. How could he have been so foolish? Then a bright flash of lightning darts across the sky, and a roar of thunder follows. The rain comes in torrents, and the pilgrims huddle together in terror.
It's all my fault. Hopeful, I am so sorry. I knew better than to leave the straight and narrow path.
Don't cry, Christian. It will be all right. We both listened to Vain Confidence.
Let's turn back.
By this time, the path is flooded, and they cannot even see it anymore. They crouch down together under an outcropping of rock. They are watching for the first gleam of daylight. But both are so worn out from fright and cold that they fall asleep. Giant Despair could hear the storm raging through the long night. As the storm becomes a drizzle in the morning, he walks through his fields and meadows to see if there is damage from the wind. Suddenly, he spots something under the pile of rocks.